But it's like, I felt like toward the end of the day, I was getting to where I was like, all right, I need to chill. I just need to go.
Sprite cranberry?
I need to just go to bed. All right, we're back.
All right, we're back with the 5-1 podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Gary Chad. With me, Alex Lutz.
Yeet.
What's going on?
Still have a cough. Dude, this cough, it's like, I've had it for like a month, and it just won't go away. And then today I worked outside with the wind and the leaves. And it's like hard to breathe right now. So I'm sorry if I cough a lot.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. Had to do it to him. All right. Today, it's a nice Wednesday evening. Got some NBA Wednesday on instead of shitty college basketball.
Yeah. What was even on last week?
It was college basketball. It was Notre Dame and Maryland.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. I don't know if this is controversial opinion or not, but personally, we here on the 5-1 podcast think that Burger King is the worst fast food restaurant. And that is our trash product of the week. It's Burger King.
I actually went there yesterday.
Really? You went to Burger King? Bruh.
I don't like it, but I have a gift card from like last Christmas.
Oh, all right.
So, and my bank is like right across the street from Burger King. And I was like, hey, I got a gift card. I might as well just see what's up. And I got like a chicken sandwich. And I was, honestly, their fries kind of slapped. So
really?
So like I was eating the fries on the way back to my house. And I was kind of optimistic. And then I dove into the fucking sandwich and it was just like it was like the buns were like sitting out for like
that's disgusting
a day or two, and the chicken was terrible. And it was just bad.
Yeah, I finally got to try the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
I still haven't tried
last week.
I still haven't tried it.
Like, you know, I'm not going to say it's the best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Is it better than, like, Chick-fil-A?
I mean, the thing with Chick-fil-A sandwich is when you get a dry one, they suck. But, like, if you get, like, a nice one, you know, then you're going to enjoy yourself. But too many times I feel like, and I like Chick-fil-A, like, I like their nuggets and stuff and their fries slap. Overall, it's just a good place to eat. But sometimes their stuff can be dry, and this was a moist sandwich. I don't know if it's because of like the dressing or whatever they put on it, but yeah, it was a damn good chicken sandwich.
I have a controversial opinion, I think.
Okay.
A lot of people like argue like KFC over Popeyes.
Yeah.
But I think it should be Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah, well yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's controversial.
Okay.
I think those are definitely the two main chicken.
Well, a lot of people just love KFC and no, KFC's way better than Popeyes. It's like, I don't know. I
don't get that.
Honestly, I think Popeyes is better than Chick-fil-A, and it's closer to my house. So,
dude, Popeyes biscuits are absolutely unmatched.
Oh, no. I still haven't got their sandwich, though. So I need to get that.
The lines aren't long anymore either.
Really?
So it's just like a normal menu item now. Like, at least whenever I drive by Popeyes, like, the lines aren't
super they long. Were long for so
it like, was ridiculous. Like I never wanted to go get it because
I think that's why I haven't got one yet. It's just because, like, every time I drove by, it was like the whole parking lot was just full.
Imagine going to Popeyes during the chicken sandwich rush and trying to get, like a three-piece spicy chicken meal. I'm just like, I just want spicy chicken meal. Like, I'm not even here for the sandwich.
God damn, dude. That, it was ridiculous, especially, like, when they, like, first came out and then they had to stop making them. Because, like, it was, like, every day, the Popeyes over here anyway was just packed.
Dude, did you hear some guy tried to sue Popeyes because it was like after they stopped, like the day they stopped serving him, he had driven around like three different towns trying to get the chicken sandwich and they all stopped serving them. So he tried to sue Popeyes because of it.
Oh my God. He didn't get anywhere, did he?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I wouldn't think.
Oh man. Speaking of fast food and what seems to be like our go-to topic on this podcast. apparently in that interview with Papa John.
Yeah.
When he said like the day of reckoning or whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently he was like fucked up. Like he was like on pills or something.
Dude, no wonder he sweats so fucking much.
That's why he was like slurring his words and sweating and his face was all swollen.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say he looked like absolute dog shit in that interview.
That yeah, there was just something off about it, and I don't know why I couldn't ever think of the fact that he was just like on something. Yeah. The fact that he was just on something, but he just like he just seemed like a completely different person.
I've eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Yeah, that's also why his face was swollen and sweaty.
Putting on some of that pizza weight. Yeah.
He's got the grease sweats.
Should we just he's got the pizza sweats. Should we just rename our podcast to the Papa John Podcast?
I don't really want to associate myself with
that. Yeah, that's true. He did say the N-word.
Yeah, I saw a tweet that
he blamed it on like Kanye West and
yeah.
God, what else did he blame it on?
Yeah, I saw a tweet that was like the Pop or Little Caesars founder silently paid for Rosa Parks' rent, but the Papa John's founder
said the N-word
and blamed it on Kanye and
God, what was the other? I can't remember that. I don't know, something stupid.
Something like you have no, you can't just blame that on something.
So Kanye made me say the N-word. Did Kanye tell you to say the N-word? Well, no, I just
he blames it on
I just Kanye. Said it. It's like if Kanye can say it, then I can say it. But Kanye's black, so. God, Kawhi's getting after it, man. He is freakishly strong. I would never in a million years mess with Kawhi Leonard. How long do you think you could last in a fight with, like, an NBA player?
Do I get to choose?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know who I'd probably choose, like, J.J. Barea. And I think I think that I could last, like, 5 to 10 minutes. Just, like... like keeping him back. he's like 5'5".
Yeah, literally, it's like they lowered his height. They list him at 5'10". I think he's like 5'7".
Man.
I think I would choose.
I'm not that tall though. I don't know. JJ Barea might beat my ass.
I would choose Isaiah Thomas.
Maybe. He's the same height as JJ though, right? Or no, he's 5'9". He's
like 5'. Isaiah Thomas is like 5'5". 5'6", maybe. I don't know. Or I would choose JJ Redick.
JJ?
Yeah, he's just so old that I don't think... And he's not an athlete at all. It's not like he's some exceptional athlete. So I don't know. I think I could last like... 5 or 10 minutes against like JJ Barrett or JJ Redick.
Are we doing like scrapping or like boxing or?
Let's go street fight.
Just street fighting? Yeah. Just crackhead fighting?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could last with anybody. I'm a bit of a pussy.
Maybe Lou Williams. He's very skinny.
No, dude. Lou is like.
I mean, he's quick though. So
yeah, he's quick.
I don't know, but, like, athletes get beat up by people on the street sometimes. I feel like it's,
Didn't Myles Garrett, like, somebody come and, like...
Somebody punched him in the face once.
Yeah.
It was before the Mason Rudolph thing.
Yeah, it was before all that.
Somebody wants to take a picture with him, and they punched him in the face afterwards.
Yeah, he didn't even do anything. The weird thing about that is, like, every, like, podcast or, like, every type of interview I've heard, like, of people that know Myles Garrett,
yeah,
they're just, like, so weird of him to just, like, be that aggressive.
Yeah, no, doesn't he write poetry and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so, like, he always seemed like a really good person.
Yeah.
Just, like, super chill.
That's, and like, one thing that, like, kind of makes me believe that Mason Rudolph probably said some shit.
I mean, yeah.
And Mason Rudolph just looks like a dumb, big-headed kid that would probably just be like, oh, no. It's funny.
Dude, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, No, there's no way someone that writes poetry and, like, does what Myles Garrett does would swing someone's helmet at them without them doing something.
Yeah. But also the Browns suck. So
yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Speaking of
speaking of street fights, I heard that you saw someone get their shit rocked in a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Damn, we're on it with segues this podcast, bro. Yeah. So me and a couple buddies went to Buffalo Wild Wings this Sunday to watch the Chiefs game. And there was a guy there that was watching the Saints and the 49ers game beforehand. And we were already kind of starting shit with him because he was like pumped. Like the Saints just scored to go up two.
42-40, right?
Yeah. Or 40, what was it? No, they tied.
The Saints won a 42-40 because the final score was like 48-42, I think.
Or yeah, something like that. So the Saints guy was just like losing his mind. He's with his kids. Like he's an asshole. But he was like running around, like pumping and screaming, just like losing his mind.
Bro, imagine doing that in front of your children.
Well,
how old were they? I guess I should
ask. I don't know, like 10 probably.
Okay.
But he was just screaming and whatever. And then the 49ers go down and kick a field goal and to end the game. And he was just sitting there kind of like a little kid and just like didn't really have anything to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kind of just acted like he wasn't watching the entirety of the game. Like he was just like, I don't care. But a minute ago, he's jumping up and down like an idiot. But anyway, we were at one point, he was screaming like "Who dat?" like just at people.
Yeah.
And so me and my friends, like we just started cheering for the 49ers. And when they kicked their field goal to end the game, we were just like "Who dat?" And he was just mad. And then the Chiefs game started, and we were watching it. And he had a buddy that was a 49ers fan and like a Patriots fan. So like his 49ers fan took like his kids home, and it was just him and his Patriots fan watching the game. And I guess there was some other guy that was a Chiefs fan that was just over there because they were just like talking like the entire time. Like they were just being so annoying. And I really don't know what was said, but they just started going at this Chiefs fan. But this Chiefs fan was huge. Like he was a big dude. Like he was ripped. Like he had to have been like 6'6". Like he was just huge, like just jacked. And just these two like little dudes just start going at him. And they kind of fuck him up a little bit. Like his eye was like swollen shut. And they just started like fighting this guy. And he got over like to by us. Like they were in like the middle of like big area.
Yeah.
And we were like kind of in the booth area. And yeah. Like he got over to like that fight like got all the way over to us. And I got like a little video of it and just like these two guys and this big dude. And it was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And I guarantee it was just like shut up, the Saints lost, and he just lost his mind. It was like just the most childish thing I've ever seen from two grown men.
Saints fans and Patriots fans, that's my least favorite combo.
No.
Like, Saints fans are intolerable because they think the Saints are the greatest team to ever exist. And I'll admit, they get screwed over by the refs a lot, but like...
They're annoying.
They're annoying as fuck. And this Patriots fans are even worse.
This guy just was relentless. And like apparently, like the table that was sitting right next to us just like turned around. And they're like, they're here every week. And this happens every week. And we were just like, why are they not banned? Like, why does this happen
every week? Imagine like the workers on Sunday and the like, they just see those people coming. They're just like, God damn it. Like,
it's just like, all right. Just
Aw, shit. Here we go again.
God. Yeah. It was just like, oh, man. Like, I just can't believe, like, how childish a grown man with kids can be over sports.
So like, who won?
I don't know.
Like, was it a draw? Did it get broken up?
Yeah. Well, they kind of just... Yeah, I got broken up, but it was unfair because it was two guys. I mean, these two guys weren't small. I mean, they were smaller than this 6'6 buff dude, but like, they were still like probably 6'1, both of them, and they weren't like out of shape. So like, but the Chiefs guy got in a couple pretty good hits. Like, you could hear big, you could hear big thuds, and you were like, oh, God, like. I don't know. It was just crazy to watch. Like, I didn't even react. Like, I was just, like, sitting at the table, and I could, like, see right there. And I just see, like scrapping going on. I'm like, there's a fight. and that's, like, all I said. And then I, like, got my phone out. But I missed the entirety of it pretty much. And my friends, like, turned around and reacted way differently than I did. They, like, got up and were, like, screaming. I was like, I'm just sitting here with my phone.
So my family and I, we had family pictures at 4 in the middle of the game. So that was awesome. And then we went to Old Chicago and we sat back in the bar area. And honestly, like, I hate bar clapping. It's just like super cringe to me. Like, I don't know why.
I was doing it ironically, just because...
Like, yeah, like, it's okay to do it ironically.
I was doing it... kind of funny. I was doing it to make that Saints fan mad.
See, like, that's okay, but, like, unironically, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no. Play some football. That's what I said. That's the first thing I said when we walked in. Like, we walked in, sat down, those two guys, like, that group was just losing their mind over that Saints 49ers game, and I was like, I hate those kind of people.
But then, so there was this... Family, like, 5 is a dad, a mom, and, like, 3 young kids, 3 young boys. They were, like, one of them was probably, like, 7, another was, like, 5, and then there was, like, a 2-year-old. And the 2-year-old let out some of the most unholy shrieks that I have heard in my entire life.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the mom and the dad wouldn't even do anything. And they would just make, like, the brothers take care of the kid. While the dad watches the football game and the mom's just like on her phone.
Oh, God.
And this little 2-year-old is literally like running around, going to other tables and like messing with people and just like shrieking every time one of the other brothers like brought him back to the table. And dude, I think my ears started bleeding a little bit. Like, how are you that bad at parenting to where you're just gonna let your 2-year-old run around and shriek and annoy the piss out of people in a public setting?
That's like that joke that like babies shouldn't be allowed on airplanes.
Yeah.
It's like babies shouldn't, like, if you're under like 3 and your baby or your if your kid is under 3 and you can't control like his or her like outbreaks,
get them off the plane.
Don't take them to a sit-down restaurant or a plane. Like,
yeah, man. I don't know if I'm going to take my kids out until they're grown and can handle their emotions.
Yeah, just I can't stand those noises. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then he was
nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. And he was talking to this table next to him. About, like, the, you know, Old Chicago is, like, the World Beer Tour or whatever.
No.
Okay, so they have like this giant list of beer.
Okay.
And you just maybe. Have to like drink all of them.
Oh.
And you get put on a wall or something. And this one, the dude with the 2-year-old was talking to this other guy. He's like, yeah, I've been at it since about 2008 and I still ain't done it. And I'm just like, and the other guy's like, oh, why does it take so long? He's like, oh, I had a wife and kids. Oh, I'm just like, you are the worst kind of human being.
God. The perks of living in Wichita, bro.
Oh, and then his little kid fell off the like the booth seat and hit his head. And he's like, oh, who did that? Did you do that to you? And then the kid pointed at me across the restaurant. I'm like, you better put your fucking hand down right now, you little munchkin, all right? You're pointing a lot for someone who doesn't know how to fight. And then, yeah, I really wanted to punt that child.
You almost got in a fight, bro.
I almost fought that kid. He was throwing accusations. Hey, did we get any sentences? Oh, wait, no, we did that on Twitter. The sentence generator, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot we did that on Twitter.
Yeah, we only got two. And I replied to both of them.
Hell yeah. Was one of them Garrett?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Both of them are Garrett. No, I don't. There was another one. I don't remember what it was. But I wish I could just find one of those, like, just something that just I just had a stroke. Just like something that like weird and like just randomly funny. I wish I could find that more often, but I'm not on the web enough. Not on the dark web enough.
The world wide web.
Yeah, I'm just on Twitter.
Should we get into our 5-1?
Sure.
Alright, this week we got a top 5 favorite video games. You wanna start?
It's hard for me to just come off with them.
You can go like series if you want.
Okay. I just recently got back into Titanfall 2.
Oh, really?
Which is a game from like 2016.
Yeah.
But I just started playing it again. So that's gotta be up there because I can just jump back into that whenever I want. And it's still fun. Hey, that's the first cough.
You banged it 22 minutes. 23 minutes.
Not bad. So Titanfall 2, Zelda Breath of the Wild for sure. I played that game for like 200 hours. That game is so fun.
It does look like
fun. It's just a lot of exploring and a lot of, like, I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. And it's Zelda. And yeah. It looks amazing. That... Probably the entirety of Resident Evil. Like, okay. All of them are so good. And they're really fun. And they're starting to remake them. And Resident Evil 2 came out earlier this year. And I played it for like a month. And then I just got stuck on a place. But I recently just got back into it. And I beat it the other week. But all those games are good. All the Metal Gear games are good. Trying to think of another one that I guess Smash, like all like or not all Smashes. The Wii one sucked, and the
yeah.
But the new one is really fun. I still play it, and the Melee on the
Melee slaps.
I loved Melee, so I guess that's probably my top 5.
Alright, I'll go with, my number one for sure is Halo, just because I have a lot of nice nostalgic memories with that.
Yeah.
Number two, okay, everything else doesn't even, it's not even in order, it's just...
Yeah, mine wasn't really in order.
Halo's my number one, and then in there I got, like, Star Wars Battlefront, like, the old ones.
Yeah, the new ones are pretty bad.
They're ass.
I had so much fun playing the old ones though on my PS2. I still have
Yeah.
I still have the second one like right over there.
Yeah, Yeah, I play Battlefront 2 on the the 360, but because it's backwards compatible. But,
oh yeah.
And then let's see, Halo, Star Wars Battlefront. Let's go with dude. I might throw Minecraft in there.
Oh man,
Minecraft and Skyrim are in there, and then.
Minecraft? I could talk about Minecraft for a whole podcast, probably.
Oh, dude. So, all right. So, last year in my fraternity, we went through an absurd Minecraft kick. Like, we were playing until, 11 p.m. I was playing until 11 p.m. when I got off, because I had to work at 7:30 in the morning. And I get up, and I start going out the door, and I stop by my friend's room, and it's 7:30. They're still playing. They're like, have you guys been up all night? And they're like, yeah. Or like, I was like, when did you guys wake up and start playing? And they're like, oh, we've been up all night. I was like, what the?
Like, that's what it does to you, though. Like, if you don't check,
time goes so fast.
I know.
Playing Minecraft.
I can't, dude. At least once a year, I'll just get in, like, back into it and just make a new world and just like
play it for
just
hours.
Play it, yeah. It's so much fun. Like, I might do that again, like, starting now, because I don't have to worry about school, and my job is slowing down, so I might just kill some time playing Minecraft.
I don't ever think about Minecraft, but once I do,
yeah,
and I start thinking about playing with my friends, and I'm like, I kind of want to play some Minecraft, like...
Yeah,
I'll text a couple people, see if we can get a world going. Like, and then so I came back from work that day at like 10 or 11, and they were still playing. I was like, have you guys been playing this whole time? And they're like, oh no, I ate breakfast and took a shower. So if I get a 45-minute break, I don't know. I was like, you've been up for literally like 36 hours playing Minecraft. I know. You guys got to chill.
That game is so much fun. What's the other game? Oh, Skyrim?
Skyrim.
Yeah, that just recently got remastered for the PlayStation, but I didn't buy it. But
I haven't bought it for the one either. I played it on the 360 again like a month ago, and I played like the first quest or whatever. And
the first quest is iconic, dude.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you. You're finally awake.
Yeah.
let's see. What's my fit?
Damn, your list is way better than mine. I never got into Halo. Because I had
you had PlayStation, right?
I had PlayStation. Yeah. I had a 360, but I still didn't get into it.
You should play, like, Halo 3 and Reach. Those games are elite.
Yeah. They just released them all on,
The PC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, PC. Steam. I saw that.
Yeah, so I might get them on Steam.
Oh, I know my number 5. NCAA Football 14.
14? Is that the last one?
Yeah, the greatest football game of all time, other than NFL 2K5.
NFL, okay. But what was the one with Madden 04? Had 99 overall Mike Vick?
Well, yeah, but like 2K5, you could have your own crib. And
really?
Make, like, yeah, you could make your own team and play against like all-star teams that had celebrity owners. And, like, so you could go through your crib. It was, like, this big mansion. You had, like, a jukebox and stuff. You could put trophies in. You could customize the rooms. And you could make it, like, so, like, I made mine all Chiefs decor. Like, the couches, the rugs and shit were all Chiefs stuff. And then, so, yeah. And you could have your crib. You could have, like, fantasy all-star teams. Play against all-star teams. You could do first person view, like my player. So like you could pick a player on a team to play at, or like, or you could just pick a team and you could play in first person. So like I'd pick the Chiefs, and then I would be Trent Green under center.
I never got into the 2K games.
Dude, they were so much better than Madden.
I only played Madden. I have, like, almost all the Maddens, like, over there on my PS2. And I had a lot of them on my 360. But the only I think I had like 2K9 with like Terrell Owens on the
front. Oh yeah. Or 2K5 has Terrell Owens, but that one.
Well, we got interrupted.
Yeah, we. So I guess that was our break.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're talking about 2K9. NFL 2K5.
Yeah, that's your number five?
No, NCAA 14 is my number five.
Oh, yeah.
2K5 is my number six. All right. We already talked about the crib thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, for those of you wondering why 2K can't make football games anymore, it's because EA sucks and bought the rights to making football games. And I think the contract expires in like 2021.
Sorry, so is 2K going to make football games?
If EA doesn't renew it, then yes. But if not, then no. So I hope EA can make a decent basketball game, which it probably is never going to happen, just so 2K can actually like try and make a good game again.
Yeah, the past few have not been bad. Or not been good. I didn't even buy the new one.
I have faith that 2K can make a good football game again, so that maybe Madden would, you know, be decent again. Because Madden sucks. I love Madden 07, though. That game's pretty good.
Madden 04? Mike Vick? I don't know. I told myself I was going to stop buying Madden, but then Patrick Mahomes is on the new one.
God, that was the only reason I considered buying it. I almost did it, too.
It's the only reason I did buy it, just because he's on the car.
Might download NBA Live Mobile just because Luka's the cover.
I was going to say something about... Oh, EA. EA sucks.
They're a two-pack of ass.
Yeah. EA's the people that... I don't know... What? Like... Does EA just release the games? Or they're like the...
They make some games, and then like they just release others under their name.
Okay, yeah. So Respawn is the people that made Titanfall 2 and the new Star Wars Fallen Order.
Yeah.
And EA just always does a shitty job of marketing them. Like, nobody really heard about the new Star Wars game until now. Like, nobody's seen the commercials until now, but no, yeah. I doubt anybody's really known that it's been out since like October. And they did the same thing with Titanfall 2 because like Black Ops 4, I think, and Battlefield 5 or 1. No, it's Battlefield 1. Like they all came out the same weekend and like another game, I don't remember which. But yeah, it just doesn't care about small companies that are trying to make really good games. And both of those Respawn games are a lot of fun. I just recently beat Fallen Order. And I had a lot of fun playing it. It was really... I mean, it's pretty hard to make a Star Wars game that doesn't look awesome. Just because, like, the Star Wars universe is so pretty. Like, even Mandalorian, I don't really even know what I think about... like that show right now, but
all
right,
just hold like on. the Corona commercial's back, the Christmas one. That's been on since my birth.
Yeah, that has been on for a while. Feliz Navidad. My dad used to play that song like every Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, sorry, keep going.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Mandalorian.
Oh. Yeah, I was just saying that I don't really know what I think about the show so far, but like just like all the planets and like the latest episode they were on Tatooine.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Just all looks so cool. I was really hoping they were gonna go to what's it called? The bar in Tatooine?
They were at the bar.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't play the
music. Oh, yeah.
I wanted them to play the music.
That would have been nice. That would have been a lot of fan service, though. That episode had had a ton of fan service, but I don't know, it was okay. It was an okay episode.
I liked it a lot better than the last one.
I will say the one part I didn't like was the random bounty hunter, the guy
yeah.
in the bar. Like that was cringy.
I hated that part.
I didn't like him. He was trash.
And also the girl bounty hunter, or not, she's not a bounty hunter, but
the assassin.
Yeah. Who just sits out in the Tatooine desert for days
and
just
snipes people,
waiting to snipe bounty hunters? Like, she didn't have anything. Like, they caught her. She didn't have water or anything. She was out there for weeks.
Yeah, that was a bit of a plot hole, wasn't it? I didn't think about it at the time, but, man, that is a
That's
plot
like the
hole.
First thing I thought about. I don't know why. Man, if you guys are playing bingo with our podcast, somebody's got a bingo, because we've talked about The Mandalorian, Papa John's, and... And whatever else we usually talk about.
That'd be funny. We should make a bingo.
Yeah. Just always talking about the same shit. But we're interested in that, so.
Yeah. And if you're not, then fuck you. Mm. Just kidding.
Yeah. No.
Don't okay. Take it. Never mind. Yeah, fuck you. Should we get out of here?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, if you can draw, hit us up, because
I had
animate or something, I don't know.
I had somebody hit us up.
Was it that lady under the tweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really know her, and I didn't.
I can definitely help you with that. All right, lady, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, looks like the Clippers are gonna win.
Yeah.
Oh, well, nah. I don't know. I guess that's it.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm. Love you guys.